I'm recording now, talking with Blake President. How do you like that new name?
Yeah, I am.
I'm talking with Blake Hurst, president of Missouri Farm Bureau, and today we received word that Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster has joined with other attorneys general in 12 other states to sue the EPA and Corps of Engineers over the Waters of the U.S. rule. Today, significant being that it was just published in the Federal Register, and 60 days it will go into effect. Do you believe this will have an effect of blocking that?
Well, that's, of course, up to the court, but we certainly are pleased that the Attorney General has taken this action along with 11 other Attorney Generals, which is a pretty good indication of how upset people are about the rule. And there is a great deal of hope in farm country that he'll be successful with this court case.
And all along, farm bureaus across the country have said that this is too far-reaching. Even with the latest rule put out after consulting and extending the deadline, you would agree that it is too overreaching and too risky for private property owners such as farmers.
Oh, sure. I think in some ways that the final rule was actually broader than the preliminary rule that came out months ago. In some ways, where there was a lack of clarity in the rule, they clarified the rule by making it worse than the normal person would have interpreted earlier. So yeah, this is really awful, and so we're hoping that the court, obviously Congress can, if they will, has the ability to stop the rule, and we're hoping it can happen there, but we're also glad to see Attorney General and his colleagues in other states take this action as well.
Well, Missouri is a leading cow-calf state, and I know livestock producers are very concerned about this taking effect, and I'm sure you've talked with some of them.
Oh, sure. I mean, we don't want to ever give the impression that this is just something that affects crop farmers. It affects anybody that works outdoors. I mean, literally anybody that works outdoors, and that means if you're raising cattle, if you're raising hogs, if you're raising crops, if you're a contractor, if you're building a house, if you're a municipality that has road, bridges, and tubes. I mean, this thing affects everybody that is in a situation where they might be moving dirt around or just working outside and working with the land. It affects us all.